Thompson. Kia ora and welcome to Property Matters. Tonight we chat all things real estate with Peter Thompson of Barfoot & Thompson as he celebrates his 40th anniversary. And we meet a brand new staff member to take on all of his tips and tricks. Remember, you can download our podcasts from barfoot.co.nz/property matters or listen anytime on planetaudio.org.nz. Welcome to another Monday. Great to be back. I'm Stephen Dello. Delighted to have you tuned into our show. Sorry we missed you last week, but with Alert Level 3, this station closes and just becomes a music channel. But we're delighted to be back, especially with the news that we're moving to Alert Level 1 tonight. Now, each week we have a mix of guests from across the rental and investment landscape to give you tips and tricks on how to maximise your investment and provide practical advice for tenants and landlords who just need that tricky question answered. This is very much your show, so we encourage you to email us at any point at propertymatters@barfoot.co.nz or send us a message on our Facebook page and we will get the experts to answer in upcoming episodes. Now, you don't need to be a Barfoot & Thompson customer to get in touch. We're keen to help everyone out there, so fire us your emails. You can also find us on Facebook as Property Matters Radio. Now, a big welcome into the studio to special guests tonight. Peter Thompson, one of the directors of Barfoot & Thompson, and Arish Nasari, newly appointed Property Portfolio Manager for Barfoot & Thompson Grey Lynn. Welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Great to have you here. And Peter, I'm going to kick off with you. 40 years, what a milestone. Does it feel like just yesterday?
Considering I'm only 30, it feels really good. But no, 40 years just feels like I actually only started, I don't know, not that long ago.
Time literally flies.
Yeah, when you love a job, yeah, it flies with you.
So take us right back to the early days for our listeners. How did it all start for you?
Yeah, it was a sad way, actually, because I'd just left Auckland Grammar and started doing an accountancy degree at AUT in town. And sadly, my father passed away around about September, and that Christmas, we had a family holiday planned to go to the States, and we decided to still go. And whilst I was away, my uncle, who was in the company, phoned and just said, hey, an opportunity's arised at the Odahoo office in the property management. Do you want to get into the company? And that's where it started from. So a little 18-year-old eastern suburbs boy, I went out to South Auckland and I stayed there for 5 years, and it was truly the best 5 years that I've had in the company.
And that's interesting because you've had a variety of roles during this time, and like all the directors of the company, everyone works their way through the business. You don't simply just become a director overnight. Do you think this philosophy has played a huge part in the success of the company by having all the leaders actively involved over the years?
Oh, definitely. It's something that the first generation and second generation put in, and being the third generation, I'd be saying the same to the fourth and fifth generations, that you need to go through all aspects of the business if you're to be run the company. It gives you not only a good foresight of what is involved in each sector of the business, but when I worked in, I think over the years, it would have been about 8 or 9 different branches in 8 or 9 different areas of Auckland. Wow. It gave you a different perspective of, you know, what's different from, say, the West Auckland to the South Auckland to the East Auckland and even the Central. The property management versus the sales versus the commercial versus the rural. And it just gives you a good understanding that it's something that's invaluable.
I bet. What, this might be hard to answer, but I'm curious, what are some of your personal highlights and I guess company highlights, and they could be different over 40 years?
Certainly. I'm delighted with 40 years in the company, and as I say, it doesn't feel like 40 years. It's, to me, the biggest satisfaction is when I was out selling and making a sale where you see a first home, first home buyers getting that special keys to move into their first home, and just the joy that they have, or the elderly vendors that are moving out of their home that they may have been in, say, 20 or 30 years before they go into a retirement village. You know, it's just the joy of that sale that is something special. But the best time, as I said, was the time that I first 5 years in property management, where, you know, it taught me about life. You know, I'd probably had all given to me, and going out where you had to really, truly work, it was really the meaning of life that I took away, and it was fun.
Yeah. We'll talk to you a little later about your journey into property management, Ash, but interesting that it started here, back in property management. So, look, being a family business, you've got members of your own family now working in the company. What advice have you given them in order to make their progression and follow your footsteps?
First thing is, they're not required to get into the company.
Nice.
And I think that's important.
They have to have that passion.
And listening to the Barfitts as well, they've got the same philosophy. If you don't want to get in the company, don't come into the company. There's nothing wrong with it. But certainly, it's we are fortunate that we've got a platform that we can walk into. But it's a matter of going through the steps, just what you were talking about. You know, don't just come in and expect to walk in and put your feet up on the boss's table. Yeah. You've got to start right at the bottom. And my daughter Paula did join us in the property management, and she spent a couple of years doing rentals and really found out the real heart of what real estate's about.
Brilliant. Now, you mentioned the Barfitt family, so tell us that journey. How did the Thompsons and the Barfitts connect together?
Just really through grandfather. We're not related, and it's amazing how many people think we're related, or Mr. Barfitt and Mrs. Thompson like that. No, it's two totally different families. And I suppose certainly during the second generation, the families don't ever socialise other than at company functions. They do keep their part, and that is partly true these days still. But it's just something just connects, and I think a lot of it is when we've had a change of generations, there's always been at least one of the generations that's been in there whilst the other generation comes in. So there's been that overlap, and I think that's really assisted of giving us, you know, a grounding. It's always good to look back, and what's worked well in the past you can bring in. But the new generations are able to bring in the future and the new technology, and there seems to be a natural blend.
Yeah. No, it must be pretty unique. There's not too many companies in New Zealand where two separate families have come together and stood the time of 98-plus years.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not too many. Smith & Coe's would be another one, and they're still going strong. You know, the Bailey's family in real estate, they're not two families, but they are multiple Bailey's families, and they're going very well. But other than that, there's not too many other names that I could, you know.
It's pretty impressive. Look, in the real estate market, what have you seen as the most significant or defining moments that have changed the real estate landscape?
Yeah, it's, whether it's good or bad, I'm not sure, but there's been a lot of new legislation that's come in over the last 10 or 20 years. And to me, real estate, although I still love it as much as I do, it's not quite the same as it was, say, 30 or 40 years ago, where, you know, you really had fun out there and the customers had fun. Now there's the health and safety, the AML and all those sort of things that sometimes I think we go a little bit overboard. But, you know, certainly some of the things that we used to do, you know, when we used to have radio telephones and cars, communication, you know, technology today is so advanced. Mm. But in the old days, we didn't even have mobile phones, and you know, you used to, the very first ones, which were the old bricks, you used to carry around, and if you had one of the big bricks, you were obviously a successful salesperson. But, you know, and that's going back 20 years.
Yeah, yeah. But so I guess with that, though, the expectations changed. As a customer or a vendor, I want to be able to get a hold of you 24/7 because I can now, where I bet you back then you were able to actually switch off at the end of the day.
No, absolutely not.
No?
No. The customer's always first and always have been, And I think that's the one thing, face-to-face real estate is always going to be there. Even with the new technology, you need to do the final closing face-to-face.
Yeah. Now, 2020 was quite a year, and 2021 certainly started off in a similar way with a hiss and a roar. Was this what you expected would happen when we first went into lockdown back in March last year? For the market to just go so crazy?
No.
No?
Who would expect? No one knew what was going to happen. And you've got to, whether you're a Labor or National, whoever, you've got to actually give the government credit for what they did, because there was no rules that went with COVID. No one knew what to do. No one knew how long, how it was going to evolve. And a lot of the decisions had to be made up on the spot. And certainly as a company, I don't think I've worked as hard as we had through those first 4 or 5 weeks of COVID, because we just really, the company was having all the people within its company, no income coming in other than some of the property management fees. But who do you look after? You've got your people, you've got their families, you've got new business, you've got the clients, you've got the rental people, the tenants. And it was a whole of combinations that you had to make sure that were well looked after. And I'm very pleased to say that through the fantastic services that all our people gave, that overall we came out of it very smooth. The important thing, I think, at that time, though, was I was talking to a lot of our people, and whether it was salespeople or property management, they were positive. And when we looked at March, when we the very last week of March before we went into lockdown, it was a record month that the company had, and there was a lot of activity. So I think where we're lucky is that those people that had sold but hadn't bought another property were waiting till after COVID to buy that property, because they'd already sold the house, but they had to buy something so they could settle. So when we came out of COVID, there was business waiting to happen.
Mm.
And that was the important thing.
Mm, absolutely. And where do you see 2021 heading with the market?
Yeah.
Where's your crystal ball?
The crystal ball. I think we're just going to carry on in the same way that we are at the moment. And, we're not quite back at the levels of pre-COVID, but certainly, we've had record weekly sales, the number of sales each week within the company. And just last week alone, we were over 449. Whereas, we go back to 2019, we're 135% up on the number of sales were made from the 1st of January. So it's quite significant, volumes that we're doing.
Now, a lot of our listeners are investors. What sort of tips and tricks do you have? And we get quite a few right in that are first-time investors. What tips and tricks do you have for them in this current market? How can they grow their investment portfolio?
I think the important thing is to make sure that the properties are of a standard that the tenants will respect.
Mm.
If you're going to have an old bungalow that is lacking repairs, you're going to get the type of tenant for that. Whereas if you keep the property up to date, it will entice the tenant to really look after the property, but also treat your tenant as if of your family. Don't necessarily go for the ultimate rent. I've always said just charge a little bit less, but get a really good tenant that respects that, and they will pay week in, week out.
Yeah.
Whereas sometimes if you charge the maximum, you may not always get, let's say, 52 weeks a year.
Yeah, exactly. You could have that quick turnover where they're in for a short bit and actually can't afford it, move on, and then you're losing rent for a couple of weeks and suddenly you could have charged less and got a better tenant.
Yeah.
Now, this was a big time recently as you won all five categories for the Asia-Pacific region of the International Property Awards. So this included the best agency with over 20 offices, best real estate agency of a single office, best lettings agency, best real estate website, and best real estate agency marketing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That was a good start to your 40th year. How important are these awards to you and your people?
Oh, significant. You know, to me, it's the success for the amount of work that our people put in, and it's the pride I take that each one of us that contribute can actually see a little bit of a reward at the end of the day. It's, you know, the best letting agency in the world. We won in 2018, and we're the only company that has won it 2 years, almost in succession. And, you know, it just shows that our property management team is one of the best that we do have, and we're growing. And I think it's important that when you grow, that you don't just grow for the sake of growing, you grow with a direction, and I think that that's what we're starting to see now. Mm. Our websites, our marketing, just shows that we are changing. I think that one of the important things that, you know, we're 98 years old, and I think we had our third brand change in 98 years last year, and that's played a significant, it's given a whole new fresh look. It's an exciting look. It's covering, you know, the rurals, the property management, the commercial. But more importantly, it's also giving us a better profile in the real high-value properties. But equally, you know, some of the low-income areas, we're able to utilise good marketing to meet the market.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we're going to take a short music break, and after the break, we will chat careers with Peter and bring in Ash to learn from the best.
I remember that day you fell out of my window.
I sure do. You came jumping out after me.
Well, you fell off the concrete and nearly broke your ass, and you were bleeding all over the place, and I rushed you out to the hospital. You remember that?
Yes, I do.
Well, there's something I never told you about that night.
What did you tell me?
While you were sitting in the back seat smoking a cigarette you thought was going to be your last, I was falling deep, deeply in love.
And that is Home, Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zones. I was just saying off air that I'm running out of songs about homes and houses, so you might need to email me your song requests to propertymatters@barfoot.co.nz. Now, welcome back. We're chatting with Peter Thompson about his 40-year journey at Barfoot & Thompson. And I want to, at this point, welcome Ash, a new portfolio manager for Barfoot & Thompson's property management team at Gray Lynn. Now, I'm going to kick off. Can you tell us about your journey that led up to this role?
Well, originally it started off at university. I was actually studying law, and after a year of that, I found that it wasn't for me, and so I had a look at the other opportunities that the university provided, and I saw the Bachelor of Property, and I've always had like an interest and a particular passion, especially when it comes to architecture of property, and so I gave that a shot, and was the best decision that I made.
What is it about architecture and properties that you love so much?
All aspects, really. I like the tangibleness of property and all different designs and architecture types that they come with, like from Gothic buildings to commercial buildings. I really like the diversity.
That's cool. Now, you've been sitting here listening to the expert. What are the first thoughts when you hear Peter talking about his 40-year-old journey?
Really trying to take in all the tips and soak in as much as I can, but I'm really in awe of it and really strive to work that long for the company.
Pretty cool you started in property management. Yeah. What are your long-term goals? Where do you see yourself in the future?
Definitely still working for the company. Ever since I found out that I wanted to work for Barfoot & Thompson doing my degree, I told myself I want to work for this company and for a long time, so I definitely plan on sticking around.
And I'm correct, you came through a recruitment session that the company was running, and that's how you sort of got involved?
Yeah, absolutely. I was expressed my interest onto the website, and that's how I met you, and it really sparked my interest even further.
Brilliant. Now, Peter, what advice would you give a new staff member like Ash, who's starting out his career in real estate?
It's not so much recruits. I'd say to any person out there that's looking for an industry, don't forget about real estate. I started at 18. I got in to the property management for 5 years, and by the time I had, that's 23, I was ready to go into sales. And it gives you a great background to real estate by being in the property management. You're sitting in the office, you're meeting tenants, landlords, but you also at the same time are seeing what the salespeople are doing. You're seeing how they're intermingling with the purchasers. So it gives you a stepping stone to other sectors within the real estate market. And I think it's very important that, the time you're in with property management, it's not only a grounding, but it gives you a good feel of what to look for in sales. And hey, the income, as we're seeing, property management is getting, good property managers are earning big money, but it also lends on to the sales, where the more you work, the more you take away. And I think that's the same in any industry. Mm. The harder you work, it's not an industry you can just hop in and expect it to happen. You've got to actually work.
I mean, you've sort of touched on this, but I guess, you've got several hundred people in your property management team, thousands in your sales team. What makes a good salesperson? What are the ones, if they stand out and they're there for years, What's their special quality that they have?
Those that can get up, go out and just talk to people. Mm. Sometimes the more they talk, you know, they talk people out of things. But they've got the experience or got the initiative to get up and go and talk. I think with modern technology, I think we've seen people that sit at home or in their office waiting for it to happen through the various technology. The most successful ones are the ones that get out, walk the streets, go and door knock, go and chase the landlords, for instance. You know, when there's a landlord, he may be either wanting to buy another investment property or even sell an investment property. So, you know, there's good opportunities from the property management side. And, you know, it's a matter of just talking to people because they may know of someone else who does know of someone else who knows of someone else that is wanting to buy or sell.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Ash, as you learn your way through this industry, what have you already seen that confirms for you that investors should have their properties managed by a professional?
I think it comes down to just peace of mind, as we can provide a barrier between the owner and the tenant, so the owner doesn't get unexpected calls or knocks on the door that the property is leaking. And with all the new regulations and laws coming in, they can have a further peace of mind that their property is being managed by a professional that is up to date with these.
Yeah, so I was going to talk about that. I mean, obviously, you know, there was a lot of change in the last few years. You've obviously come into the company right as the RTA amendments have come through. How do you keep yourself up to date?
I originally knew that it was coming before I started the job, so I took a peek into what was coming. But through the intensive training of the company and the amendments seminars that we took,
yep.
I'm definitely keeping up to date and just learning as much as I can because it's a new process for all of us and just really trying to take on and learn from my peers as well.
And I guess, you know, that's the insurance policy, isn't it, for an investor to have a professional manage it who's keeping up when mum and dad investor have got enough to do without having to understand and unpack RTA amendments.
Yeah, very much so. It's, I've been in it 40 years and I still get confused about some of the legislation. And I think that's the best thing is if you've got the professionals look after it, it just takes that extra worry, whether it's just one property or multiple properties. Over the last 4 or 5 years, the legislation's become so complicated that you almost do need to have them property managed these days. And I'm not just saying that because of the jobs that we're doing. It is becoming just a necessity because there's a lot of requirements both for the tenant and also the landlord. And if you get it right, it's very easy. But if you get it wrong, it's a lot of work and a lot of heartache.
Mm. Absolutely. It does become that insurance policy for you as an investor. Ash, what have you seen already that confirms for you that Barfoot & Thompson was the right choice of company to work for? Now, no pressure. I know you've got the director sitting at arm's length from you. But what is it that you've seen?
Well, firstly, I experienced a bit of a sneak peek when I had a buddy program a few years ago for a property marketing class, and we got a tour around the commercials.
Ah, cool.
The commercial, City Commercial, and also the support centre on Shortland Street. And I really fell in love with just the atmosphere, the environment, and just how it's so family orientated. Like, and when I'm in the office, I feel like I'm a part of the family, and also the tools and technology that we have at our tips to use really helps us do the best that we can for clients, like owners and tenants, to keep both parties happy.
Nice, nice. Now, Peter, where do you see things like the interest rates heading this year?
I think we're quite safe to say that the interest rates are going to remain where they are. I do have regular meetings with both Reserve Bank and Treasury, so I get to get a good feel. But I think they're going to remain relatively similar, most probably for the next 24, possibly 30 months. But I just do give a word of caution to everyone out there that at some stage they will go up. And in talking to some of the advisors, they are expecting, say, in about 3 to 4 years, that there will be a movement upwards. And it could be a lot quicker to go up than it is to come down. And we just got to make sure that people don't overcommit at these days, because people still have to live, and if they overcommit themselves, that's when I've seen the other side of real estate, like mortgagee sales, which is never a pleasant situation to work through. And it's just one of the gripes that, well, not gripes, it's one of the passions that I just want to make people aware that what goes up comes down and what goes down comes up. And that's particularly in the case of interest rates.
As one of the leading players in New Zealand, do you sort of get asked for advice from government leaders? You know, we look at all these RTA amendments that have just come out. Do they come to Buffett and Thompson and say, hey, we want to run this past you, or do they fly a bit solo?
some cases they fly solo. We send a monthly report to the Prime Minister, the Minister of Finance, the opposition members as well, along as the Reserve Bank, Treasury, and a lot of the banking institutions. And quite often on about the third or fourth working day of the month, they're waiting for our data.
Oh, wow.
Because it gives them the first opportunity to see what's happening in the market in Auckland. And then they can take the Auckland market as a standing point and work their figures around the rest of the country. So we do meet with them on a regular basis. We've got a very good association also with the Real Estate Institute in New Zealand, and we quite often will share our data so we can make sure that we get the best information that can be passed through to those government departments.
Now, look, totally different here, but as a company, you do more than just real estate. You support many community groups, charities, and, of course, the Starship Foundation being a big one that you give generously to. Why is this charity arm of the business so important to you?
I think we are Auckland, and I think as a company that's been in there for 98 years, it's about giving back to the people that have supported us. And whether it is to, you know, we look at Starship, for instance, that is children of New Zealand that are sick, but they're our future. And if we can help them get through their illness in a happier place, it's never easy because half the time the children can't even talk, and you know they're suffering. If we can support them, you know, it's about the future. And I think all the sponsorships we look at, whether it's professional sports players to the little under five soccer kids or the rugby kids or the ballet, you know, we look at all aspects of our business to see how we can get into the community. We're very diverse. You know, we've got such a mixed diversity in the company from young and old, male, female, different ethnicities. You know, we support the Diwali Festival, the Chinese New Year, which we've just done recently at the ASB Showgrounds. And it's something that just gives you a different feel within the community of showing your support. A long time ago, I was talking to a person that I highly respect, which is Sir Peter Leach, the old mad butcher. And I remember him from the days that he was the Mangere East butcher. But it was all about community. And then I also saw Stephen Tindall from The Warehouse. And it was most probably those two gentlemen that sort of gave me the inspiration about giving back to the city and how much it does for your business, because those two were the ones that really led the way in the community.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, look, you might have the title of a director, but it hasn't stopped you from always being first at an event to help set it up or join a sports team or a team-building activity. But when you get home, how does Peter Thompson relax? I should ask Ash, do you have any ideas? But how does Peter Thompson relax? Does Peter Thompson relax?
My wife will say I sit on the couch. I'm most probably snoring within about 5 minutes. But you know, obviously my wife and our two daughters are paramount. I've got a place on the Coromandel that when I do get time, I go down to the beach place. But I've got interest, yeah, obviously rugby has been a huge passion, as was yachting through my early years. Got a few horses now, so we go along and watch a few of the horse races and mostly lose money, but when you win, it's a great sight to be a winner. But no, it's really just about downtime and chilling out with the family.
That's awesome. Ash, what about you? You've just started this career. I imagine it's very busy at the moment. How do you look after yourself and make sure you've got that downtime?
Yeah, well, it is hard to switch off sometimes. When I get home, I'm still up at night doing emails late. But I like to just spend time with my fiance and unwind and spend time with her family, and we just like to have fun together.
Oh, that's good. When's the wedding?
Next year in March.
could have got in trouble there. So, Peter, where to next? 40 years? Where's the next journey taking you?
The next one, I suppose, is the big centenary in 2 years' time. That's something going to be really special. We had a big 90th celebration, 8 years ago, and everyone's looking forward to the centenary. But to me, it's not about that sort of thing. To me, it's about the service that our people can give to the, you know, the buyers, the sellers, the landlords, the tenants, and how we can improve the services that we do. We've got wonderful association with companies around New Zealand as part of New Zealand Realtors. We're associated to a company called Leading Real Estate Companies of the World overseas, and we get to know a lot of new styles, new techniques, what's happening in successful ways in real estate. And it gives us an opportunity to try some of those ideas out here in the Auckland market. And not everything works, but certainly the majority of the ideas that we come from or come up with have added some value to our business. So to me, that's most probably, you know, we can't just sit still. We've got to be looking at growing. Our property management team is really growing, and without them through the COVID period, it would have been a lot tougher on the company financially. But we've also got very successful sales team out there. And the other one that we haven't talked about is places like body corporate and commercial and projects, which are new sectors of the business that we've opened up, especially as far as body corporate and projects in the last most probably 2 years. And that's going to be a bigger and bigger part because they all interrelate under the unitary plan.
What do you reckon is the hardest part of your job today?
Yeah, good question. the hardest part is trying to make sure all the complainants are satisfied when they've come to me. Normally when I get a complaint, it's gone all around the place, they're still not satisfied, and they want an answer. And by the time it gets to me, sometimes everyone's a little bit upset, irritated, etc. I just like to sit down with them and just listen to them and just try and smooth things over. We're not always perfect, but on the other hand, we do a lot of things right. Mm. And it's trying to get a balance. And to me, that's probably the hardest thing, is making sure everyone's satisfied. The most satisfying thing, though, is seeing people, you know, as I said earlier, that moving into their first home or moving out of their very last home. And it's just the joy of people buying and selling real estate, or the tenants moving into their very first rental property.
Mm. Absolutely. All right, we are right at the end of the show. It has been an absolute pleasure to talk to you both. Congratulations on 40 years. Ash, we look forward to having you back in the future to see how your first part of your 40-year journey is tracking. But congratulations, Peter, on everything you've achieved at Buff and Thompson. And we look forward to celebrating the big centennial very soon.
Thank you very much, and I know it's a special day for you too.
Yeah, it is. Kia kaha to Christchurch today as we look back on the last 10 years. And coming up on the show next week, join Paul Fox, Branch Manager, and Sarah Ball, Property Manager from Buff and Thompson Glendine, as we unpack and break down all the latest housing and rental news that can often be overwhelming in the media. Hear from the people on the ground about the latest changes and updates and how it impacts you. Plus, find out why buying an investment property in West Auckland should be on your goal list for 2021. Thanks, Peter. Thanks, Ash. Thanks for listening in. See you next week.